What's up, everybody? Let's see, it is just after 5 a.m. on a Monday, July 10th, 2023. Y'all, a lot has been going on since we last chatted. How y'all doing? What's going on? I have been taking lots of certification classes, two that I have completed in the last year and a half are a certification class in agriculture to care for animals and acting. And I put myself, I talked to God before both. I put myself out there, did the work. Well, I did the work, then put myself out there. And here I am. I've gotten my feet wet with caring for the animals, which is so awesome. Like, I don't think I really knew what I was getting into. I just knew what I wanted to do. And now that I'm into it, it's like, wow, I can look at, I really love dogs. I can look at a dog now and identify its breed. Not all of them, but some of them. I can, look at their teeth, look at their gum lines, look at their teeth and guesstimate, about how old they are. I can look at their coat, I can look at their skin and identify certain things. I don't know, it's just really cool when your brain is exposed to new information and then you apply it to situations that you've already been in, and those situations look totally different now. It's really cool. And then with acting, you guys, today is gonna be my very first, it's not the first time I've acted, but it will be the very first time that I'm on set as an adult, doing, my very first adult role. Like, it's so cool. Like, I don't know if I'm nervous and excited or one or the other. I don't know. It might be a little bit of both. But you know how sometimes when you are preparing, when you're going through a process, your thoughts can be, like, man, I can't wait for this to happen. And then it happens. Right? And you're like, oh my gosh, it's here. It's finally here. I'm about to do this, right? You're excited. But I don't know. It could be excitement too. I mean, it could be nervousness too. I'm not sure. But I know I'm ready. I'm going over my lines. It's, from what I'm reading, it's a small role, which is great for me. Like, I'm getting my feet wet. I'm really wanting to do this for the experience, so I'm just overjoyed about that. Of course, getting paid is always nice, and I appreciate it in advance. Thank you very much. However, my heart is just so just. I don't want to cry because I'm doing my makeup, but I'm just so just. Y'all, just grateful, just overjoyed that I'm doing things that I talked about doing for years, that I, how you share your dreams with the wrong people. I did all that, and so now, or not now, but after sharing the then now, you now have to battle through. That Joyce Meyer book, Mind is a Battlefield, or Battlefield of the Mind, something like that. It's crazy, I read it and I don't remember the exact title. But anyway, now you're navigating through those thoughts. Other people's, I think, I might not have shared with y'all yet. I'm gonna have to upload that, that talk. Anyway, you're maneuvering through other people's fears, other people's I can'ts, right? out there. And before you know it, your dreams will be coming true. Okay. This is going to be a short one. I think when I come back out, I don't know. I don't know that they're always going to be short, but this one is. I'm just really happy, and I wanted to share that with y'all, and I really hope that you guys are going for, you know, it, whatever your it is, go for it. We're here for a good time, not a long time. None of us make it out of here alive, so what you doing? Out your purpose? Have you started, you know, digging into who you really are? That's a big thing, you know. Once you find out who you are, it's more difficult for other people to basically infiltrate your mind, because you know who you are. You know, you're not looking for that in other people. It's already in you. I know I came to share, and also, I wouldn't be me if I didn't attempt to encourage you all to get up, get out there, get going. There's somebody being born after you that is going to look to you. It's not just the talent. Something about them resonates or is in alignment with who you really are. And I encourage you to explore that. I don't know that it's going to be the same for everybody. I don't think so. I don't think it will be. I feel like I mentioned, once you figure out who you are, just things just start to fall in place, and then it becomes a matter of you know, are you doing what you came here to do? I heard somebody say, do what God told you to do. I've said it. Lots of people have said it. But it's really a real thing. Like, are you doing what God told you to do? Tell when you're not, because you contemplate whether or not you should continue. You can tell. But yeah, that's it. Let me finish this and get on the road. I'm just gonna be driving for a little while, just a little under an hour away. And you know me, I like to be on time, and on time is being early. So let me get going. I hope y'all have an amazing day. Start your day with intention. Talk to God. Write down your goals. And then go for it. All right. Talk to y'all soon. Love you. Bye.